The vintage sideman that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. And apparently that's ended quite a while ago. That's the AM net at 3885 KC. We operate at 3842 KC plus or minus QRM. And the Texoma traders have been off the frequency for a while. And the net starts here at 8:45 Central Time, or generally pretty close. This net is a meeting place for those hams that like old sideman junk. I know I do. Many of the rigs here are considered cranky and obsolete, kind of like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Well, smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. This is normal, and it's welcome here. We're definitely not ashamed. The Vintage Sideman Net welcomes your two-type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status and are okay to check in. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it can and it probably will get ugly. So, take a minute to tune up your transmitter or transceivers, get on frequency the best you can, burn the dust off those precious, precious sweep tubes, tune them up and we'll be back to take additional check-ins and do some housekeeping. This is N9RK, tune them up boys.
Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit.
You mean that's it? Well, I guess that's it. Well, that was the tune-up, and those are the boys of the Vintage Sideman Net. Again, we'd like to remind you that when you check in, please tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideman junk you have. So, please, we do have a website, and that is vintagessb.net. VintageSSB.net. Lots of pictures of old rigs, a few of the old keepers of those rigs along with them. Well, let's see, the latest batch are some alley scratchers from central Wisconsin, so they're on the picture. We've got a spot over there for wants and for needs and for sales. If you would like to have something on there, please contact me, N9RK, at VintageSSB.net. Otherwise, on occasion here, we do get the net recorded. Apparently, it is an SDR over in the western part of Michigan. And the gentleman out in the Oshkosh area is kind enough to send me that file, and I pass it on to the webmaster. So let's see if there's any other check-ins. Otherwise, we're going to get to our lonely eight and our miscreant from Minnesota. Let's see, anybody else want to check into the Vintage Sideman Net? Come now. Please give me that call again, please. My radio took a dump just at that second. I know that guy, N9QR, or N9, yeah, NQ. What is it, Richard? Yeah, that's right, NQ9R. He's about 10 miles away from me, so, and I don't know, he might be a violator. He's a possible violator, but good morning, Richard. Anybody else? All right, let's go to see if Larry is still hanging in there.
N-A-T-Y-A, Larry,
tell us, hey, are you running green junk today? This is N9RK.
Oh, of course, you know, it's green or stay home, man. Hey, wait a minute, I'm doing both.
check in, but anyhow, I guess that's about all I got for right now. N8PYA, back to you.
All right, well, thank you, Larry, for bleeding green here on the vintage sideband net. How many pieces today? Was it seven?
Yep, seven, like always.
Well, I don't know. I thought you might do another SWR bridge and go for eight or something like that. Thank you, Larry. And speaking of miscreants over here, there's somebody from Minnesota, K7YOO. Good morning, Skipper. Come now.
K7YOO here. Very good. Yeah, I heard the other station in there. Anyway, the setup is the usual, the Central Electronics 100Z with a little amplification. Nothing much, just a single, 3500. Antenna is, it's a loop that's not quite closed. It's the letter C. And I've got to ask you about the loop. Should I, it's basically an inverted V, with the tails pulled back, and I suppose I should just jumper them together. I don't have that much, another 30 feet of wire, and it would end up being a full-size loop for 160, actually. And I just wonder how you're feeding it. Mine feeds at the top with a ladder line. I suppose that's the classic setup, but I wonder how that, it sounds like you're getting out well. It works for you. But anyway, nice quiet day in the neighborhood. I'm just enjoying my coffee and reading my inspirational words for the start of the day and listening to you. What an inspiration on a sunny day like this. K7YO.
I've never been called inspirational before, so I don't want it to go to my head. And my 75-meter loop is coax-fed, and it's good for getting out, but I don't always hear as well as a dipole sometime, and I think ladder line is the way to go. So that's just an impression from me, a poser on the 75-meter band. K7YOO, Skip, thank you for checking in. Now to the top of my list, K9FWT, who was first, really just first on my list today. Please come now and tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now. This is N9RK.
Yeah, okay, Rick, N9RK in the vintage sideband at K9FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois, which is northeastern Illinois. I'm about 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago.
I will not be here next Saturday. The alternate net control of the moment, which would be WB9EGZ Dave, which we will hear from here shortly, he will be net control for that day. And we are looking for somebody for the 24th, someone to pretend to be net control for the 24th. So, I was hoping to put the arm on Gary, N9GH, but Gary is not here today, so we'll see what happens.
Don't cough in the microphone.
And I was caught that by my neighbor of 6 miles away, K9KEU. Good morning, John. And before you get there, John, I'm gonna ring his bell for him before he gets his collar. The reason I'm giving him the bell early is that he's the only guy that I know that's got 320 on his mixed with his logbook of the world and 300 on CW. So quite an accomplishment, something that I'll never reach. So K9KEU, with all modesty, come now. This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net. You've been warned.
Oh man, Rick, I'm blushing. N9RK and the vintage sideband at K9KU. And hang on. I didn't want to cough into the microphone. Anyway, I am running a Collins. I'm still running the KWM2 and the 30L1M. And hopefully next week, I'll have a little time to play around. Hopefully next week I will be able to get the KWS-175A4 combo on here. So that'll be a maiden voyage. Well, not really a maiden voyage for the net, but a maiden voyage since you've been running it. I used to check in pretty regularly with it. Now I can't think of... I can't think of Pat's name. Pat, yeah, there we go. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Rick, and thanks for all the flowers. I appreciate that. And we will catch you next week. N9RK and the vintage sideband net from K9KU, John and William Spain.
Well, you won't catch me next week. Hopefully nobody else will catch me either, because I'll be at Blackhawk Farms running the vintage event and probably the slowest car in my group. But, John, since you were in the Nobel Prize for so long, once again, since you're Collins gear and it's Collins month, there you go, Buster Brown. All right, WB9 Echo Golf Zulu. Otherwise known to me as Sailor Dave, please come now. And treat him with respect, because he will be your nut control next week. Come now there, Dave.
Okay, good morning, Rick. N9RK.
As WB9EZZ has mentioned, Dave, from McClellan. And today I'm running the Poor Man's Collins Station, which I'll probably have on again next week, but maybe a bit of a change. I got the SB-102 here and the SB-200 amplifier. Well, I just retuned the HK-2200. For those that are not familiar, I wasn't familiar until I picked this amp up. It's the upgraded version of the SB-220, or 221, I guess it would have been later on. And it's got the brown cabinet, and that's the later GTD equipment. So it will actually match my antenna tuner here. But I'm going to go from the lamb to the lion, from the SB-200, hopefully, to the... And given band conditions here, I may need the extra power, so hopefully I'll have that for next week. I'll be armed with the bell I got from Rick for rewards, and myself and everyone else with the booze. So it's kind of a carrot and stick thing. Back to net control, WB9EGZ.
Yeah, well, it ain't the official bell, but we'll get you an official bell once I ever find another one. So thank you, Dave, for volunteering. And the bruise on your arm from having your wrist pulled behind your back and up towards your shoulder blades will go away. K9OA, the man I wave to as I go down the Beltline near Madison. Please come now. Maybe I can get you to run the net on the 24th. Maybe, huh? This is N9RK. Come now, Clark.
All right, Rick. N9RK, K9OA, Clark in Madison, Wisconsin. Already 74 degrees, so I guess it's going to be warmer today than it has been for a little while. Anyway, good to hear everybody. And, yeah, signals are up and down. Rick, you were kind of just above my noise
I am on my Collins station once again, consisting of the 32S3 transmitter, 75SA receiver, 312D4 console, 516F2 power supply, and the amplifier is 30L1. Using an Electro Voice 664 microphone out of the Atlantia to hook up the DSM3. And the antenna is your favorite, 8040 double bazooka, 45 feet. Yeah, I'll have to look at my calendar and see whether that's a possibility. I don't hear a lot of the 8 stations, so it could be a little bit problematic, but anyway, I guess that's about it for me this morning. Everyone enjoy the weekend, and let's hope we get some rain finally. N9RK, K908.
Yeah, yes sir, on the rain. It's supposed to do that this evening and through tomorrow. So, first of all, Clark gets the bell for the S line. And of course he gets the bell because of my favorite antenna, the Bazooka. Thank you, Clark, and it almost sounds like he may be volunteering. KC9FYL, the mayor of Cold Spring, Wisconsin. I keep telling him how all these years that sure sounds like it needs to be on a label of a beer. KC9FYL, come down. This is N9RK.
All right, N9RK and the group KC9FYL. And Cold Spring, it is on the label of a beer. It's brewed in Cold Spring, Minnesota. I actually saw a can of it once. Anyway,
Ben, things sound much better on sideband this morning for some strange reason.
AM this morning was a bit of a mess. So, anyway, thanks for running the net and being able to hear me. I'm on the S line this morning, 75S1, 32S1, 312D4, and the 30L. I don't need the 30L1 to whistle on. And let's see. Oh, we got to make it rain somehow. Get your car out and watch it.
Leave it parked in the driveway overnight with the windows down. And if it's a convertible, leave the top down.
We got to figure out some way of making rain here. Anyway, thanks for running the network. Back to you, N9RK,
DC9FYL.
Well, you heard it from the mayor of Cold Spring, Wisconsin,
we got to do everything, at least here in the Midwest, to make it rain, and we really could use the moisture. Help those farmers out, keep my grass green. And thank you. You get the bell there, John, for the S line. So we do have a few Collins people out there today, so far so good. Now, you know, I usually pick on that there's Bob number one, Bob number, Bob squared, Bob cubed, Bob whatever you do times four, Bob quintuple. Well, today there's only one Bob, and he's Bob number one, Bob number one, W9RAN, the wizard of Northwest Illinois, who's running a clear channel radio this morning. Come now, this is N9RK. I shouldn't have cursed him. You know, I said earlier on that he was so nice and clear, and there he told me there was a story about this. So we're going to go come back to him here in a minute. We'll find out what kind of radio he was at past tense. So let's go to KC9YI.
little bit north and west. No, actually, I think it's just a little bit north of Bob. So KC9YI, tell us who you are, where you are, and your claim to fame, what kind of radio you're running. This is N9RK.
N9RK.
Glad that we heard from you. I got this tremendous urge for a cold beer and a cheese sandwich on the square in downtown Monroe. So thank you, Scott. W9CBN, the one, the only mayor of Milwaukee, please come now. This is N9RK.
All right. N9RK, alias N9 Really Kooky and the Vintage Single Side Band Nuts. And you guys are not disappointing, let me tell you. Couple of cans short of a six pack, just the way we like it on the Vintage Single Side Band Net. Well, the conditions aren't too... Oh, by the way, the call here is Whiskey 9, Charlie Bravo November, Sierra Tango, Echo Victory Oscar. And I'm from Milwaukee, if you didn't know. Anyway, we got a seven-piece old FT-101 suit this morning that we're running. You know, man, look at all those great college stations coming in, the ones I can hear. And it's just a little bit of motivation for me to try to get that F-line done. Transmitter needs a recap. And just such stuff going on, but I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to get around to it. You know, I do have a place in my house or on my bench for sideband, vintage sideband gear. But we're getting close there, Rick. So I'm not going to hold it. Pretty sunny day here in Milwaukee today. Supposed to be up in the 70s. We'll take it, you know, cooler than normal, but it's all good. And good to hear everyone that checked in today. All the way from Minnesota, all the way over there to Ohio. So with that, we'll say 7-3's Rick, you take care, man. And, you know, take some pride in having the slowest vintage race car out there. That means you get first place for being the slowest vintage race car. N9RK, the Vintage Single Side Band Nuts. From Milwaukee, where if you've got the time, we've got the beer. W9, Charlie Bravo, November.
Well, thank you, Steve-O. If you've got the time, we got the beer. That was Miller's. That was one of their catchphrases back in the day. So for those of you that are too young, and I doubt that there's any of those out there, this is Rick N9RK. And we're going to go ahead and ask if W9RAN is back. W9RAN, Bob. Bob number one, are you there?
Hey, put me on your list, big boy, N9WQ.
Yes, I am. Copy it now, Rick.
Yes, you're back. He's back from the grave. Go now. Go, go, Wizard.
Okay, N9RK. And the vintage sideband net, W9RAN. Sorry about that. Had to make a quick detour and miss my turn. Anyway, W9RAN, I am running a different rig than when I checked in because that one quit. So we'll have that for another day. It wasn't cons anyway. And I thought, what the heck, I'll fire up the KWM2A and the 3001 linear and the 312B5. And the non-Collins 664 mic. And so that's what we're doing here. And hopefully, the band is kind of crappy on my end. I don't know what's going on. Just a lot of noise. So we'll maybe do the rain dance and forget about radio for a while. But back to you, Rick, and thanks for doing it, N9RK, W9RAN.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wizard, you get the bell to the Collins gear.
The tenacity. Maybe you had a throne room visit like I had a few weeks ago.
Now let's go to
I'm running out of words here this morning.
A good friend, NQ9R. NQ9R, are you legal or are you violating? Come now. This is Rick N9RK and the vintage sideband net. From the town of Sharon, Wisconsin, so close to the Illinois border that they can smell other things. We're not going to do Illinois jokes this morning. I'll get in trouble. N9WQ, the one, the only race car man of sunny North Fond du Lac, please come now. This is N9RK in the vintage sideband net. WQ!
Jeez, bud.
Dave, you know, you were Mr. Budinsky there. You kind of butted in and you wanted to be on the list. So where are you there, Dave? N9WQ, you're last on the list. You're Tail Gunner Charlie. I got a question for you.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Breaker 19. Yeah, where have you been?
Well, I was at home and then I'm at the shop now. I've been busy trying to get stuff ready to go to a car part swap / drag race / car show at Wisconsin International Raceway, and I'm going to be leaving here in a few minutes, and I thought, well, I should come over here and mess with Rick a little bit and let him know that me and Jesus love him. Over.
Well, at least one of you. So go ahead and tell us who you are, beside me saying it, and what you're running. How about that? And is it sunny there?
It's always sunny here in sunny, beautiful downtown North Fond du Lac, Rick. This is N9WQ. The name is Dave. Like, divorces are very expensive. Unless, of course, you're at the beginning of your relationship, and then diamonds are very expensive. However, today, it's just dumbasses are very expensive, because I've blown up both of my race trucks last weekend, and I am now going through my storage container trying to find junk that I can sell at the swap meet to pay for the two motors that I blew up last weekend. So, dumbasses are very expensive. That's the new D-A-V-E phonetic for Dave. So, just so you know, other than that, Rick, the rig today is an antiquated old Kenwood TS-570. And the amplifier is a 1975 solid state CB amplifier modified for 75 meters. Talking on an MC50 microphone, a vertical HF2B antenna that's about 35 years old. Over.
Yeah, but do you need a question or not?
Oh, I always need a question. Exercise the little bit of adequate space between my ears that I've got left. Do it, do it.
Do it!
Let's see, we blow that up too. All right, since I don't have Collins questions, I don't have a Collins catalog to ask a question on, but I do have the 1966 Allied Radio catalog, and it says that Hammerland were renowned amateur receivers, and the HQ-170AC and the HQ-180AC. And here's an easy question for you. It's kind of a yes or no. Did the HQ-170AC and the HQ-180AC come with the clock standard or not? Come now.
Roger, roger. That's what the C stood for, was clock. I believe the clock was the C part of that HC. Over, over.
Yes, sir. You are a winner. That, yes, the AC stands for you do get the clock. So, very good. So, thank you, thank you. And was there anyone else out there who wants to be Tail Gunner Charlie on the vintage sideband net? If so, come now.
Kilo 9 Fox Delta X-ray. I'm looking for something.
Kilo Charlie 9 Papa Foxtrot Hotel.
I got KC9 TFH out of that scrum. Who else was out there?
Kilo 9 Fox Delta X-ray. K7YOO, I'm just looking for something, and then I'll leave. Kilo 9 Fox Delta X-ray. Kilowatt 9 Foxtrot Delta X-ray.
FDX, Rick, FDX. Kilowatt 9 FDX. Big Bob, Holy Neal, Bad Dude, Red Man.
Hello, Steve-O.
Hey, Bob.
Looks like somebody's going to be Bob number two. So we got N9WQ and we got to take care of him. We're going to KC9 Papa Foxtrot Hotel. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
All right, Rick, thanks for picking me up this morning. This is KC9 PFH in Black Earth, Wisconsin, violating yet again with my FTDX 101 Delta. Driving an Ameritron AL80B for about 600 watts into a tri-band dipole for 160, 80, and 40. So I just wanted to throw my head in here and throw my call out here. And thanks for picking me up there, Rick. I'm standing by for the booze. This is KC9 PFH, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Why do you like being booed?
Oh, I just enjoy it. I'm kind of perverse like that.
He's starved for attention.
All right. What do we got for our KC9 Papa Foxtrot Hotel from Black Earth, Wisconsin, violating on about the most new radio as you can have? What do we get? Go get yourself a nice old radio. Keep the shack warm.
All right, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, Rick.
All right, that was KC9PFH, someone who is masochistic and has those tendencies. K9FDX, K9 Foxtrot Delta X-ray. Please tell us who you are, where you are, and hopefully, what kind of old sideband junker you're running. Please come now. My call is N9RK.
Yeah, Rick, I know you, N9RK. This is K9 Foxtrot Delta X-ray Bob. I'm just northwest of Milwaukee, village of Richfield. Good to hear you today, Rick. I've been on here probably a year. So nice to hear the net's still going strong. You sounded good. Today, I'm not out of Collins. I have a Helicrafters Hurricane SR2000 Hurricane running a kilowatt out. This thing's really working good. It's from the estate of the late Bruce Mountain Man Manzer, N9KGR. I just resurrected this thing the other day, and it's usually working okay. Helicrafters Hurricane. So back to you, Rick, and tell us about your race car. Over.
Well, I used to run Volvos, and I know Volvos, and race car doesn't seem to make sense, but I had a Volvo sedan, and I ran it for years in Vintage, Vintage Sports Car Drivers Association, and before that in SCCA, and I finally got tired of every time I went out that it broke. Broken rocker arm, broken rocker shaft, popped out freeze plugs, etc., etc. So one day I just told somebody that I was going to sell it, and I did. And then before it got called off to California, I tried to buy it back. But the guy wanted me to pay the shipping cost to California before he would do that, and I didn't have that kind of money. So anyway, I know it doesn't sound vintage, but last year after me pushing the system for a lot of years, little Miatas, the little sports cars became officially vintage. So I'm running a Miata in a vintage class, and I am pretty slow, but it doesn't break. So there. So that's all the story that you're going to get from me. And today you are Bob number two, so relish that. And you got a working hurricane, so rocking it like a hurricane. Another Bob, I believe, is coming up. Whiskey Bravo 9, Victor Golf Oscar. Come now. Tell us who you are, maybe Bob, where you are, and what kind of junk you're running. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideman Net. And you realize you are Cubic Bob today, so Bob times three. So, all right, that was Bob, the last of the Bobs on the Vintage Sideband Net. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in? If so, please come now. My call is N9RK.
November 9er, Kilo, Tango Uniform.
Tango Uniform, give me your full call. You were getting stepped on.
November 9er, Kilo, Tango, Uniform, N9KTU.
All right, N9KTU, you're on the list. Who else was out there?
any relays, please? Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform Golf Bravo, is that a roger?
Kilo Alpha 8.
All right, KC 8, Uniform Golf Bravo, I want you to go ahead now, and I may need some relays when he's over with, all right? This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideman, please come now. I didn't get all of it.
Okay, that was KA8UGB, that's Tony and New Buffalo.
Isn't that the 901 is a one with a rotary band switch, right? I believe so. So, Tony, you're legal and you can check in again as long as your radio's got a rotary band switch. So, thank you, Tony, for checking in. We don't get that many eights this time of year. N9KTU, N9KTU, you're next on the Vintage Sideband Net, whether you like it or not. Come now.
All right, very good, Rick. Looks like the band's starting to fall apart here. That's some real good communication. It just floated away. Anyway, the name here is Fred, and I'm calling from McFarland, Michigan, located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The radio I am running here is a TS-830, and I'm running that into an amplifier, and my antenna is inverted beam, and it is fed with open wire. And that's about all we have today. Most of the stations just sound good today. Right now, toward the end, it's starting to fall apart. Our weather here, we've had nothing but beautiful sunny days. And today, we got some rain, which is welcome. It's much welcome. And that's about it. All right, Rick, we'll say 73 to everyone here. And thanks for picking me up and running the show here today, N9KTU.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Fred. We really do appreciate you coming in from the UP on your TS-830. And yes, we definitely need the rain. So nice soaking rain, please. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net. Any late takers to the Vintage Sideband Net, come now. All right. Any relays? N9RK with a flurry of check-ins towards the end, and we thank you, and next week you will see the one, the incomparable WP9EGZ as nut control. You never know what kind of questions you'll have on another Saturday of Collins Month. So 73 to all, and to all a good day.